back there, and then another
it
is. And Donna, she's going to back him up. Mm-hmm. So,
but
don't forget to sign up. I'll have people come in a bit late. If you want to play on Friday, with any combination at all, sing a song, play a tune, or maybe get something together with a bunch of people from your class or whatever, just let me know today or tomorrow at the latest.
Sam, we're going to play a tune called Loftus Jones. I think we all learned it from the playing of Brendan and Billy. They recorded this, one of their, it was the Corner House album, right? And I think we all learned this from this tune. It's one of the, so I think everybody's been copying it since. But it's a beautiful tune composed by Charles Carolyn again in the 1600s. So,
is that an A?
Thank you.
Friday. I've had only 2 people so far, and I can't believe that you're all that shy, because it was a great showcase last year. So just let me know so that we have something decent going here on Friday. Today we decided that the topic would be, seeing that we, especially down at the Ice House, you hear dance music going all the time, and it's great. But somewhere along the in the whole shuffle, the music that's non-dance music, you know, the stately stuff, the marches, the slow airs, the Baroque sort of, the Baroque flavoured compositions from the harpers and so on. Stuff you heard Brendan play last night. This music doesn't get represented much in the session, so we thought we'd devote today to the non-dance music part of our instrumental tradition and singing tradition. Maybe just look at some of these relationships. So, hope that makes it your approval. Brendan Mulvihill, Donna, I'm going to start.
Play a piece entitled Festus Birth. This is another one of Carolyn's pieces. Festus Birth. Thank you.
She'd lift the roof out of it. You wouldn't think that the size of that now would give me any trouble at all. Then if I put four of her lengthways, I'll tell you.
There's a real strong link between the way slow airs are played on the individual instruments and the way the songs are sung. Oftentimes, the slow airs are airs to songs that are either not sung anymore or have disappeared a long time ago, maybe been revived, or maybe sung in one language, like in Gaelic, but not in, not in English, so they're not accessible to the vast majority of the people. But the same kind of freestyle expression, which is characteristic of old style singing and playing slow airs, is the thing that links them both. They're not in rhythm and strict tempo at all, unlike the dance music. And Frank, I know he always comes up with some examples of that. And over to the great one.
I thought you were going to play That's low, I remember.
I would have, but I don't know. Later on, I might.
Later on. What Brendan was playing there earlier on was, is really an air apart from the tradition as such. It was an O'Carolan type of mix as a Baroque type of air, whereas the others are taken from, like Donna, from the songs. And I love coming to this place. I'm very impressed by the standard of stuff that there is generally in it. And you won't get this quality of stuff even in Ireland. You won't get this bunch of musicians and singers and so forth together in Ireland. It's a different thing in Ireland. And very seldom do you get such an amount of excellent performers together as you get here. This is a song in Irish. It's a song called Cooking Glenneffin, which is the little cuckoo of Glenneffin in Connemara. And again, it's just the air. Yeah. Tá fear fadas fossocks and lount. There's long grass growing. In the beautiful glen that's far from me. Ah, fair funny. Yeah, I have to get the Uli August Jallery of Foscohar. There's apples and there's all sorts of fruit growing high in the trees. That might just be story posted. And if my true love and I were married and life was going well for us, we'd have money in our pockets enough to pay the landlady for the drink. Ta fair fada is a fossa. Sing loud and all in Padu Alle. Dowly August Jallery, a Fosca Harder War of Cranon. The Mainches Mastorin Posta, the Sale Gold Mab Cartling. Vea Tarigadin Arapoki. Is Luchan Oleg Bandaliana. Toss Muiter Norelta, is there on green, is there on galley? Is there offer Mahula Faini, is Nilair from the Bali? In the Ahuachina Glown and Athen, Naran Mary Viamala. The story in Toron Bain me, you see the vein brought out on Malagan. Damalumsa illan erin, and three kale across the ratten. Is a wilden or a crave up, a tie charla so far. Is the ditch of fain of airing, is up my head shark of a agam. Song launting benefin, no a melan a hafada. Agus fachy misha naitcha, marita she an uignat. Is a rocky may toriak mavila storin, skakacha wae me a tourist. Sneelair gum across the water, marton a diora the mahala. Shame a lane gear gun, chap maloshtin, sanacha horin to the liapa. Salaris Turtis. For the flute players and the fiddlers and the musicians, that air is taken and just played as an air. And unfortunately, there's not enough airs being played. But when you're dealing with an overall tradition, you get a feel from airs. That air is probably much older than the song. And some of the airs go way back. Way, way back beyond the songs that they're written to. They're out from very, very old. And they carry with them that thing that you can't quantify or you can't define. You just feel it at times. And I've seen tears coming down the cheeks of musicians listening to airs. You know, just listening to air, and they know there's something in it. The combination of the Irish language too, that last line is Stigler, and he's looking. He says, Fáilte mé sin áit, I will leave this place because it's too lonely. And he says, I can't see my way through the crossroads because my eyes are full of tears. And he says, Shéamh Léinn Gaer, he said, it's my great sorrow. It's one way of putting it. You know, it's my great sorrow that the place of my lodgings is not the place where you make your bed. Lovely way of putting it. So he had his own reasons. The Irish language comes in, it's, the translations are different from the ordinary songs, and the airs still come through. And this is a song, I sang it for my own crowd there last night, but somebody asked me to sing it again. It's a song called the Bun an Bui, which was written by a poet called Cathal Bui Magulaguna. And Cathal Bui was an alcoholic. If you know something of the history, the things mean more to you. Cathal Bui was an alcoholic. And he went out on a winter's day and he saw this bird, the yellow bittern, or the Bun an Bui, stretched out on an icy pool. And he was dead. And Cathal Bui, like any alcoholic, said, look at the poor bird. He's after dying for the want of a drink. Because the pool was frozen over. I mean, it's as good a reason as he could put for it. So he made a vow there and then that he wouldn't die for the same reason. He'd always have a drink handy. And you can see how he goes through Bun an Bui, Sim a Lane, the Leaves, the Craw, Sheenta, Tarish, the Grim in the Irish. This is a translation from the Irish. You see the difference in the force and words. But as he goes through, you can see that he reflects the outlook of the alcoholic while he says, it's not for the common bird that I'd mourn, for the blackbird, the cord and crake or crane, but for the Bun an Bui that is shy and apart, and that drinks from the marsh and the lone bog drain. It's like the alcoholic going off and drinking on his own. And then his woman tells him, for God's sake, give up the drink or it'll kill you. And he says, sure, I can't. Sure, it's the only thing that's keeping me alive. So yeah, it's all, and this is from the Irish. I learned two different airs to this. I first learned a Connemara air to it, and the one that Joe Heaney, God be good to him, used to sing. And then I heard a Donegal fiddler play this air. And it suited my way of singing it better, so I dropped the other air and I took on this air. Oh, the Bun an Bui that ne'er broke out on a drinking bout, he might as well have drunk. And his bones, they were thrown on a naked stone where he lived all alone, just like a hermit monk. Bun an Bui, don't I pity your lot, for they say that a sot just like myself was cursed. I was sober a while, but I'll drink and be wise, for I fear I might die in the end of thirst. Oh, 'tis not for the common bird I do mourn, for the blackbird, the cordon crake, or crane, but for the Bun an Bui that is shy and apart, and that drinks from the marsh in the lone bog drain. If I had known you were so near your death, whilst my breath held out, I'd have run to you till a splash from the lake of the son of the bird, your soul it would have stirred unto life anew. On a wintering island near Constantine's Hall, well, the bittern does call out from a wineless place, and he tells me that hither he cannot come till the summer it draws near with its sunny days. As he crosses the stream and he flies o'er the sea, a fear comes to me that he might fail in his flight. For the milk and the ale, it is drunk every drop, and the dram 'twill not stop our thirst this night. And my darling, she told me to drink no more, or my life 'twould be o'er in a little while. But I said 'twas the drink gives me health and the strength, and will lengthen my road by many's the mile. See how the bird with the long smooth neck could get his death from the thirst at last. So come, son of my soul, and drain your glass, for you will get no sup when your life is past. Well, thank you.
I don't know who's here. Is Kieran here? Kieran, are you here?
What?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll go to David James after this, then to Kieran, who's a wonderful piper here for the first time, originally from Kansas, I believe, is that right? And then living in Washington right now. And the pipes are one of the more expressive instruments for the playing of slow ears. This is probably one of the most unsuitable. And I'm going to play a tune because it has inherent limitations. Any instrument that you hit with a pick has problems with sustaining the note. And the essence of slow ears is to sustain the notes. And so you have to resort to the tremolo. A lot of the travelling banjo players used to do that. Margaret Barry. Remember Margaret Barry? She used to always whacking away on the banjo there, and it didn't matter if it was the wrong chord or not, there was something very beautiful about it still, you know. And what you'd have to do is just keep the tremolo going. That's why heavy drinking is a very good preparation for this kind of activity, you know. It's a tune that I heard Frank sing. Oftentimes the airs that appeal to me are airs of songs, and whether or not they have the words with them, they're still very beautiful in their own right. And I guess that's what a lot of the musicians do. The music is so beautiful even without the words that they become favourite pieces for particular instrumentalists. And I heard Frank singing the song years ago, The Plains of Waterloo, and I picked up the mandolin one day and I thought it sounded kind of nice on the mandolin. Thank you.
Sustain to an instrument that maybe has a little too much, and how it deals with it is going to be what David James maybe would say.
Yeah, all right. And also a little bit too much junk to go with it too. I'll do a slow air. I may make a real right bollocks of the thing, but I haven't played it in a while, and I'll then march. And the air comes from Johnny Daugherty, and it's on, if you're interested, an album called Bundle and Go, which I think was the last record he made before he died. And Johnny Daugherty was, I'm sure he wasn't in his older days, but in his younger days, he traveled a lot as a kind of a traveling tinker. Tinsmiths and the like, you know. And he was in southwest Donegal for most of his life and was a absolutely spectacular fiddler. And they say that for much of his life he didn't even own a fiddle, but that everywhere he went there would be a fiddle there for him to play. And he did this air called Paddy's Rambles Through the Park, and told a little story about it, that Paddy was coming home from some kind of a dangerous event, like a wedding or something where there's a lot of electricity in the air, and was walking through the park and heard this tune coming from a hole in the ground. And of course, you're in real hot water when that happens, because you're liable to be enchanted and be swept away to Never Never Land for the rest of your life and appear 2,000 years later. But he wandered around after this banshee or whoever, or trying to learn this tune, and so they called it Paddy's Rambles Through the Park. And then I'll do a little march afterward called Grania's Welcome Home, Grania being one of the names of Ireland. So thank you.
There's a sloppy version of it anyway.
You hear slow airs playing really on all the instruments in Ireland, but most often than not you hear them played on instruments like the fiddle or the pipes. And we've heard them here.
At any rate, the air I'm going to play is called Valencia Harbor, after a harbor off of the coast of Cork, I believe. And this is a song air about, or either written by or about, a schoolmaster who lost all of his books in a crossing from the mainland to the island where he was going to be teaching. And it was a very sad event, since books were hard to come by and expensive. And this tune commemorates that loss. Have to have the song of the drones here in a moment.
probably hear that the instruments that are most suitable for the playing of these flow airs are instruments where you can slide between the notes, you know? And some instruments have that capability a lot more than others. Jack Cohn is here, he plays the flute where you can do a lot of sliding, especially with the wooden flute between a lot of these old airs and a lot of singers. They're going to sing a lot of quarter notes, you know? It's not going to be strictly the tempered Western scale at all. And the instruments that can do that, as I said, have a real advantage. Flute's one of them.
I'll fix it tomorrow.
Ambidextrous checking.
I'll fix it tomorrow. I'm going to fix it tomorrow.
Front or back?
Customers. It looks traditional now, doesn't it?
Well, I need 1,000 pint to get a stone. It's all over the house.
Here we go.
Well, it's not too easy to play a slow air and make it sound good on a flute because it's a very simple instrument, and so the only thing you can play is a very simple air. And that's the best way to do it. You see, you don't have, as Frank explained to you, most of the years tell a story, and if you know the story, you can do a better job on the ear because you know the sentiments involved. So. There's one little an ear is usually a lament for something that happened. Well, some incident or some person that got in very deep trouble, so they play a slow ear, and it's supposed to be sad and lamentable and everything else like that. And the one I'm going to play is called The Dear Irish Boy, and the only reason I play it is because nobody else plays it. And something terrible happened to the poor fellow, and I don't know what the hell the story is, so I don't really know.